As the Rolling Stones once intoned, I got a brand new car, and this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Welcome to episode 40 of the Fat Man Chronicles. My name is Pete, and sitting alongside me as always is my wife, Gretchen, and we are a couple with you on the journey to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. We got no wine.
We have no wine. We have no wine. We're gearing up to our vacation in about 2.5 weeks, so, and we're having a barbecue right before we leave where there will be lots of friends and wine, and so kind of going a little, we had some wine on the fourth, but other than that, kind of,
yeah, we've been cutting back on the wine. Well, I had a little bit of a blip in my weight.
Yeah,
and it's not due to drinking, but drinking sure doesn't help.
No,
so I just kind of wanted to eliminate it. I mean, yeah. I'm still tasting for work when I have to and all that, but for the most part we've just kind of cut back a little bit.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We're okay.
No judgment.
No.
You know,
we're not at all. We're good like that.
So in the lyrics today,
yes,
meant something.
You did.
Because you just went out.
I just went out and bought a car.
We're that family now.
We are. We have a minivan. Ugh.
You're that mom.
I'm a mom with a minivan. It's so funny, the stigma that the minivan has with our generation. I mean, it's not, because I was talking to Sarah today, and when I told her that we bought the minivan, when I told her we were thinking about getting a minivan, I'm like, you're totally going to make fun of me. She's like, oh, 100%. She's like, but like her nieces and nephews drive a minivan, and they think it's totally cool. They think it's the best to drive a minivan. So it's just hard. It's that our generation, because I told my brother, he's making fun of me all day about buying. But
well, I mean, I think when we were younger, that the minivan wasn't as prevalent. And if you got one, like, you were the soccer mom.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, growing up, we had a minivan. Then we had the full size conversion van.
Oh, that's just creepy.
I mean, because we did a lot of road trips growing up. We didn't fly anywhere. We drove. If we weren't on a boat, we were in the car. Like, that's just what we did. So, you know, as my brother and I got bigger and older, we needed more space. We were fighting more.
So van.
Yes.
I actually don't equate it, even a minivan.
Yeah.
Because the minivans today are really nice. They drive like an SUV.
It's so nice. So I really blame Vanessa for it.
That's true.
It's her fault. She actually downgraded her minivan because she didn't need all the bells and whistles, because like she had the TV and all that stuff, and the kids have their own electronics, so they
yeah,
don't
my
need
kids
it.
Really like being in the minivan,
right?
So their mom is Vanessa, and that they have had a minivan for quite a while now,
right? And so there's a lot of room in it, and so we started talking about getting a new car again. Like, we talked about it a year ago. It was pretty much about a year ago.
Yeah.
Around this time. And we backed off from it because of the trade-in value on the car and stuff. And so then we started talking again, and I kind of got it in my head. And, you know, Daniel's 6 feet, and he sits in our third row.
Well, and we were looking at, like, bigger SUVs.
Right.
At that time.
Yes.
You were not ready to embrace minivan life.
No, I wasn't. I was not prepared to be that mom. And but then I started looking. Then you're like, well, I think we need, let's look at that. What's the best minivans out there? And so the Honda Odyssey and the Chrysler Pacifica came up as the number one and number two.
And see, I have a bigger stigma with Chrysler. Like, growing up, like, I just never thought Chrysler was a very good car. Although my parents had one. They had a Chrysler Cordoba with fine Corinthian leather.
See, and we always bought American, like, growing up. So it's kind of
Well, it
funny.
Wasn't that. It was Chrysler.
Yeah. Well, my mom had a Chrysler. She had a Sebring for many years.
Oh, jeez. Nerd.
I know, right? So so I fell in love with the Pacifica because the reason why I picked it over the Odyssey was...
You couldn't have the same van as Vanessa.
I couldn't have the same. That was number one. Could not have the same van as Vanessa. Just, I couldn't do it. And number two.
We're all friends, but we're not that close.
Come on. I couldn't do it. But in reality, it was the difference between the two weren't that great. But I like the fact that the Pacifica has stow-and-go seating. Like, to get more room, like, you know, we only need...
Are we sponsored by Chrysler
no,
today?
No, but
we're not.
We're
couldn't
not.
You couldn't get that dealership?
I should have. I should have.
To give us an extra $500 for a plug today? Well, then we're not naming the dealership.
Yep, not going to do it. I couldn't. If I tried, I would butcher the name. But I like the car. And so, you know, work is slow. My boss is still on vacation.
Well, it's a holiday week.
And my CFO is on vacation, even though he came back today. So my vacation's over. But I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go out. You're like, why don't you go? Which was... like, you should never have done that because
well, no, I'm the one that's more impulsive about this stuff,
but I'm the one that's been like really wanting a new car.
I know, but normally you I feel like if there was somebody in this house that's gonna make a rash decision, it's gonna be me,
except for the car apparently, because I went out, I test drove a car.
I'm not gonna tell you to go look at a house.
No, see, that one I don't think, because I would end up having to pack this house up. Cleaning out a car is one thing. Cleaning out a house is a whole other thing. So, yeah, not going to do that. And so, yeah, I mean, I negotiated with the guy.
Got a little
more money for our trade-in. And
Did you like, threaten to storm out, like, six times?
Well,
or?
So I was really quiet. I didn't threaten anything. I was just like, I just can't believe this money, you know, the rate. And, you know, I just like hemmed and hawed a lot. He's like, well, hold, you know, after like letting me sit there, and I'm kidding you not, 5 minutes with me just being quiet, playing like numbers on my phone and writing it down, let's pretending. He's like, well, hold on a second. He came back in with another $500. And then we looked at the rates again and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm not a negotiator by any means, but at least I got a little something more out of them. So
I felt
pretty good about it.
So van in general for me, though, is not like I don't think of it as a stigma. There's two things that stick out in my mind, like from being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And one is the Scooby-Doo van.
Oh, of course.
And so I just figure that
we're
there's
gonna
kids,
go solve mysteries.
There's kids just solving mysteries everywhere if they have a van.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure that those kids were maybe token up in the back. But and then the second thing is the A-Team van. And so
if I can
do like a Mr. T impersonation on every ride.
No.
Murdoch? But, I mean, can I be Murdoch?
It's not your mother's van. It's pretty tricked out. Michaela was like, wow, this is so cool.
She's like, the doors work like this, and she keeps moving her hand.
Yeah, it's like the Force.
Right, like she's a Jedi now.
I know. It's pretty cute. So, but it's a nice car. It's a nice car. And, you know, I'll take the heat from all our friends. Jen already, you know, she took away my cool card. I've lost my cool card.
Well,
but
Jen makes you shop for your clothes now with her.
I know.
So
she doesn't trust
now
me.
Now next is a car.
I know. She won't let me go buy my car by myself. But
well, she doesn't have a 6 foot tall,
yes,
you know, 14-year-old.
And we're about to go on a road trip. Right. And, you know, the kids, what really got me thinking, even before Vanessa, and you know, had gotten her new car, what got me thinking is that Lily said that her and Daniel were talking about switching spots for the road trip. And that just was like, okay. So Daniel is such an amazing kid. He never complains. Like, we ask him over and over again, are you okay back there? Are you comfortable? And he says, I'm fine. But when he goes to his sister and he's like, hey, can we switch? You know, and they were like talking about it without on their own. And like, you know, because they know they don't want to complain to us. But it's also like, okay, you're 6 feet tall. You can't be comfortable back there.
Right. So. Well, and I'm just proud of having a son and a daughter,
yes,
Daniel and Lily, that would work this out on their own and then not argue about it, come
no.
to a decision and
yep.
not argue about it. I thought that was, look, for 12 and 14-year-old
yes.
kids, that was
yes.
fantastic.
Yes.
So
when they came to that, I was just like, all right. And then Vanessa, and then I got the car interview with Vanessa, and then I was like, well, let's go buy a new car. So, yes.
Well, and that cut into your couch time, so.
It did, because that took like a good few hours. So, yeah, so the views from the couch. So, Brendan, I was going to say his name.
I think it's Braden.
Braden. I was thinking Brendan. I was thinking Brendan from Big Brother.
Yikes. So no, I'm pretty sure it's Braden.
Braden. I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. So we don't have cable anymore. So I don't get TLC. So I have to use the app, which.
Okay. Well, let's rewind. So, So we get a message on Facebook from Dave Dushkin.
Yes.
And he says that his son, Braden.
Yes.
Wants to know why Gretchen's not watching
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper. And the fact of the matter is that he calls this show Gretchen.
Right.
He doesn't call it FMC or Fat Man Chronicles or Pete and Gretchen or Gretchen and Pete. It's just Gretchen. And who can blame the kid?
Right. So I felt like, and Linda and I had talked about Dr. Pimple Popper in the past. And we're like, no, we can't watch that. It just seems gross. And so, but after the last episode, we brought it up and he's like, you got to give it a try. So I gave it a try. So we only get one episode that so far on the app. And so I watched the first episode. It's interesting. So these people, they're not pimples that they're going for, you know, like she calls herself Dr. Pimple Popper. Like she used to have a YouTube channel, I guess. And so that's how she kind of got famous and like people found her on YouTube. And so it's people that have like growths on their body. And like they're fatty growths, you know, like, you know, just
like I had that goiter.
You
thing?
Had your goiter. Yes, exactly. Like she would take care of that. Huh. But she does it all in her office. And
is it like outside the skin or underneath?
Well, it's underneath the skin. So it like kind of grows up and it like so like there was in the first episode, they went through four different people. And like one, the first woman, she had like a third like a growth right underneath her chest. And so like she was just so uncomfortable. She had her boyfriend, like she was always hiding it, and like they show taking this out.
Yeah, now I understand why a 10-year-old boy wants to watch it.
I mean, I totally get why like a little like,
I think he's 10 somewhere in
why he would like any boy right. Like Daniel would think this is the best throw ever, and I'm like, I couldn't. And
that's funny.
It was interesting, you know, like you feel bad. Well, for
I mean, people. I didn't mean it's funny that the woman had a growth.
No. And like, and all the results were not, you know, nothing was cancerous. And it was all just, you know, like one guy, though, has to go and have like, he had this growth on his back. And it was like actually like two bumps growing up. And like they would drain it and it would grow back. And it was because he had like a kink in something in his spine.
Oh.
So it was causing this. And so he has to go have like major surgery now. But like all the other doctors that he was going to were just like, oh, you just drain it. It's going to come back, but there's nothing we can do about it. But this woman's like, no, wait. Your body just doesn't grow things. There's a reason for this. Let's figure out why. And so it was,
well, so
you know.
It sounds like she's doing good.
She's doing good, you know. And it was like, so it's not pimples. But like some of the part, she is kind of like popping a pimple, trying to get all the stuff out. So. It was gross.
Well, you know what that reminds me of is the Seinfeld episode with Dr. Sidorides, Pimple Popper MD. You don't remember
that one?
You don't remember that?
No.
I think it's I'll have to look it up because I think he calls her Pimple Popper MD and it's Dr. Sidorides and the actress is pretty famous. I think she was on like Melrose Place or something.
I remember the dermatologist.
Yeah.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Oh, where Elaine had like the rash or something? And then like...
Jerry had a rash.
No, Elaine had something too. And like she got banned from all the doctor's offices.
No.
That was somebody else?
That's not... No, that was the chiropractor woman. The dermatologist is when Jerry gets the rash from Kramer having the slicer...
Right.
And then, like, that's a completely different episode.
Yes. That one I remember. But there was one.
Marcia Cross is her name.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't realize that. Yes, I remember.
This is really riveting.
I know, people. But, so anyway, so back to that. So it is an interesting show. I only have one episode, so I don't know if I'll be able to watch any more of them. And I think there's more than one episode.
I think what she's saying is, Brayden, if you want to somehow try to like send the video to us, that she's happy to watch it.
It was, yeah, it was. But Linda couldn't do it. It's a scream. It screamed her out too much. Like, she's just too squeamish, so she couldn't do it. So she wouldn't even let me tell her about it. So Linda's going to fast forward through this whole part of our
She'll
podcast.
Be okay.
So, but yeah, so I watched that one. And, but yeah, I really, you know, I took Monday off.
She can, I mean, she's out there doing 5Ks. She can she can listen to this like doing 5Ks now.
She loved her shout out last week, and she finished her daughter and her husband and her two friends. They all did the 5K in their neighborhood. And Linda was very, she was like, thank God I finished it since I got the shout out. I gave her a hard time for not wearing an FMC t-shirt though.
Oh, well, we got to give her, got to get her some more gear.
I know. So, but yeah. And so she's going to try. She just went to the doctor. I'm sure Linda loves that I'm sharing all her. But she's got a clean bill of health.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know if we can say this.
No, she got a clean bill of health and all her levels and everything's great. So she's like now more wanting to, like, the doctor's like, you just got to lose a little weight. And so she wants, so she's trying to do more stuff, be more active.
Great.
So.
Well, weight's less in the kitchen though, Linda. Yeah. We will tell you this over and over.
I know.
So if you... But, need, you know, help or advice, don't come to us, but go find some.
She calls us crazy sometimes, so she's like, I don't know how you can do it. She loves her carbs too much.
Well, who doesn't?
I know.
Yeah.
So I was off on Monday, so I not a lot of TV this week, in all honesty. I had a lot of shows to catch up on, but I didn't really watch a lot of, I binged a lot on Gilmore Girls just because I had it going in the background while I was going to get some work done.
Well, we've got the summer, so we get Big Brother, which yep. Lily loves, and now Michaela apparently loves Big Brother. Not sure we should be having our 3-year-old watch this, but
she loves it.
So it starts that, and it's good because the kids watch it, so yeah, it gives us
something. We also watch Alone with Daniel, and sometimes Lily.
Yeah, I love Alone. I love.
Yeah, for anyone that hasn't, that one is like, so they take 10 people and they throw them out in the middle of nowhere.
This year is in Mongolia.
And they have to just basically survive on the land. They get 10 things that they can bring with us, but it was like a lot of people went
out. With
them,
you said with us.
I'm sorry, we won't be doing it with them. But a lot of people went out early, like, but, you know, I don't want to spoil alert it for people.
Well, the reason I love this kind of stuff, I love these kind of shows, especially Alone, because they do show a lot of things that they do to survive, which right. I find fascinating. I would last less than 14 seconds. I would actually be hanging, like if they dropped me off like in a with a helicopter, I'd be hanging onto the rudder, like the rungs on the bottom, and they would just be flying away with me. There's no way I could survive on this stuff.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I like to think like, oh, maybe I could last a day. I don't even think I could last a day either.
I could last if there was somebody else out there with me, I think,
to do
everything. Like if they just told me what to do.
Right. Like you could do the manual labor. That's
yeah.
The part
now
that
I can.
But it's like knowing what to do. Like yeah, you have to have survival skills. And these people all have survival. It's not like they're taking like literally you and me throwing them out. Like these people all have some form of like wilderness survivor skills.
Yeah. I mean, they're eating off the land. Yeah. They know by sight what a plant is and what's
we
edible.
We would be eating everything poisonous.
I was like, spit it out. It would be like when Michael Scott went into the wilderness on The Office and Dwight comes running. He's trying to get him to spit out the mushrooms. But I mean, the traps they build and
it's
really amazing and they'll eat anything, literally.
Yeah,
so
anything.
That's always fascinating to me too, because they put the little stats at the bottom about how much fat and protein and calories it has. So that's pretty cool. And the other one that comes with the summer that I love and we can watch as a family is American Ninja Warrior.
Yes.
I absolutely love that.
We get to watch that.
And I'm on a mission now to get, the guy who lives in the town next to us in Bolingbrook, Jimmy Choi.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission now to get Jimmy Choi to come talk to us.
Oh, my gosh. Daniel would want to be here. Daniel would have to be like a guest interviewer at
for
that
sure.
point.
Well, I mean, we've seen him like before I knew who he was. Like
you would see him running
I would see him running a little bit, but I would see him at the gym, too, because he would work out in the same place Daniel did ninja training.
Right.
Which he hasn't done in a long time, but we need to get him back in there. But Jimmy Choi is a gentleman who I think is probably a little bit younger than me, And he's got early onset Parkinson's.
Right. I mean, his story is just amazing.
And he's competing on American Ninja Warrior and doing well. Mm-hmm. And he's raised a lot of money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation, for the Fox Foundation, for Parkinson's. Which, I mean, the guy is just a super inspiration.
Totally.
And yeah. I love that show because I think they're all unbelievable.
The episode coming up on Monday is like going to be a tearjerker because that's the wife of she has MS. No, not it's not MS. She doesn't have MS. She has something else, but she basically was in a wheelchair.
She was in a wheelchair.
Could not move her arms and legs, and like she's going to run the course. Like I can't wait to hear her. Seriously.
So there's a saying that a lot of runners will tell you, that, which is basically the victory is getting to the starting line.
Yeah.
That holds true for this woman more than
anybody. Yeah. She could fall on the first obstacle and it doesn't matter. She
just stood on that platform.
Standing on that platform, which a year ago she could not do. Like, they were worried that she wouldn't even be around in a year.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't wait to see that. But yeah, American Ninja Warrior is a great...
We're kind of in a little ninja hotspot over here.
We are. We have
the Towers of Power.
Yep.
Which are firefighters over in
Naperville?
I think it's like
Elgin.
Elgin or
Elgin.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're really good guys and they're huge. and then we've also got a couple of gyms that have people that have competed on the show, which Daniel has worked out with several of them.
Yeah.
And
we should get Daniel to go.
There's a second ninja gym now that's run by one of the top female competitors, Jessie LeBrec, Flex LeBrec.
And her boyfriend.
I don't know if he is in the gym or not.
Oh, I thought he was.
I don't know.
Okay.
But Chris DeGangi is his name. And I just saw him at
Mariano's.
I'm pretty sure it was him.
You're like, I think that. And I'm like, you're better at noticing people than I am. So
I didn't stalk him, though.
You should have.
No, it's creepy. When I do it, it's creepy. When you do it, it's flattering.
True.
But yeah, I wanted to give the shout out to American Ninja Warrior because I could do an entire show every week on American Ninja Warrior. I think it's fascinating too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So as far as my big one was the Dr. Pimple Popper. I watched it. And now I need to try my 600-pound life. That's the next one I need to do.
Right.
That's on my list. It's summertime, so I really don't have... my shows are winding, are like, you know, kind of not as good. Except 90 Day Fiancé, that one is pretty...
Yeah. I think I caught a little bit of that. I don't really like that.
That's just insane to me. It's pretty insane. Next week looks even more insane, so...
And have you been hitting the treadmill?
I have. I didn't hit it as much... this week I went because of just, you know, Michaela was off and like my schedule just kind of got messed up, you know. It's an excuse, 100%, you know. I just didn't do it, but I was doing other stuff, but we were being active other ways. But yep, back on the treadmill yesterday and today, and I need to start incorporating some running, like a little bit of running, walking in it, because we have to sign up for the 5K.
Yeah, we can do that now, actually.
I got the email saying, hey, sign up. So, because that's...
The October 5K.
It's October, so...
And I don't know. We still have to figure out when we can go on a hike. It can't be an epic hike, I don't think, but we can go on a hike. And after I just did a couple of hikes with Daniel, I'm like chomping at the bit to do that, so...
We just need to get Michaela to be able to hike.
Well, no, we can get my mom or somebody to watch her and just have to figure out when we can take a Saturday or a Sunday and go do it.
Yep.
So.
Agreed.
Well, in taking Michaela this morning, my timing was different. For whatever reason, you were a little bit earlier.
I was a little earlier, yeah.
You know, finished getting her ready.
Well, it was water day. She has more motivation on water day and yogurt day.
Got it.
So
we were out the door and I dropped her off. And as I'm basically parking, the second date update came on.
Oh, no.
And so I get her inside and she also was a little clingy for whatever reason.
And
so
you're
took,
no, I have to get the second date update.
So luckily they played a long song in between. But no, I caught enough of the story.
Okay.
To kind of know what was going to happen. And there's not a lot. I mean, I've heard many of these in between, you know, several, but this one was pretty funny or interesting. So, a guy and a girl meet online. That's how most of these things start.
Yeah.
Right. They go out on a date and they go to brunch. You know, brunch is great. Great
love
first
brunch.
Date.
Love brunch.
It's, I think it's a good, I think that's actually a pretty good call for a first date.
I agree. Cause it's, there's not the pressure of night where, you know.
Yeah. No, and it's casual and, you know.
I agree.
It's usually not super noisy.
Nope.
So can have a conversation and they're, he's digging her and she's digging him and it's going pretty well. And then apparently it was going really, really well for the guy. Now, we all say some stupid things on first dates.
Oh, no.
But not many of us go to the length of saying, basically, will you marry me? After meeting a few hours earlier.
No, he did not.
He did. He did. He proposed. Well, I mean, like we've talked about, is it real
right,
or not?
Is it real or
this
not?
One I kind of felt was. And so he literally proposed to her.
Oh, my God.
And she said that, like, she sat there for a second, realized how creeped out she was, and said, I got to go, and just left. And so the
second... Like, he didn't, like say it and then be like, oh, I'm just kidding. Like, he didn't
no.
try to take it back?
Nothing. No, no, no.
Oh, my God.
So they, you know, they get into the story with her, you know, because they talk to the guy, and then they call the girl, and then... She doesn't know that he's still listening.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
And they're talking to her and she's like, look, I mean, it was just, it's kind of intense. Like, who says that? And she's like, it's not the 1920s.
Right.
You know, this
yeah.
isn't the way it works. And so they, you know, tell her, hey, he's on the line. And she's just like, oh, no. And he's like, look, I got caught up in the moment. I just my emotions. And then he goes on to say that maybe he was overly emotional because the week before he had watched a couple of rom-coms. I'm like, what?
What?
You're blaming romantic comedies? And he called them rom-coms.
Called, like, it took me a second to figure out, like, wait, what? And I'm like, oh, romantic comedies.
So
I'm
basically,
like, oh,
he watched When Harry Met Sally oh. and then proposed to whoever was going to be out on the next date with him.
Sleepless in Seattle is on tonight, by the way. Speaking of rom-coms. That is, yeah.
So here's the worst part.
That's, no.
So they talk to her, and then they always offer, no matter what the story is, they always yeah. offer, hey, we'll pay for a second date. And she starts thinking about going on a second date and is like, well, do you think I should give him another chance? Because he's like, look, I can be less intense. I'm not really this weird. And so she was like thinking about it.
Is she going?
No.
Oh.
She came to her senses. Finally.
Well, maybe the guy, I mean, maybe he is a good guy, just kind of got caught up in the whole thing.
Really?
I don't know.
First date, somebody says, will you marry me? How fast are you leaving?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
Yeah.
So that was,
that's funny.
That was a pretty,
that's funny.
That was a pretty funny one. I enjoyed that second date update today.
Yeah, that is
I drove slowly coming home so I could hear the rest of it.
I thought maybe you were just enjoying the new car.
Well, I was just happy I could figure out the new car.
How to start it and stuff.
Well, and it does that thing at the stop sign or whatever, the stoplight.
Where
you,
where it turns off.
Yeah, it like turns off. And then it's not a shift. It's
no,
just
it's a
dial.
Yeah, that's like the weirdest thing to get.
And it, I didn't, I did honestly, I didn't see it at first. And I was like, I thought maybe it was like Alexa. I'm like, Pacifica, reverse. It didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
Oh, Alexa thought I was talking to her.
Sorry, Alexa.
I said Pacifica. So, yeah.
So funny.
That was pretty interesting.
So how about your training? You did some runs this week.
I did. So I had a good week overall. I have to get used to the fact that there are bad runs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like, hey, that one didn't feel good. I'm talking about like you step out the door and no matter what you do, it's a bad, it's just bad. And I had one of those on, I'm going to say Wednesday. It must have been Wednesday. No, Monday. So I have a tempo run on Monday.
Yeah, because the kids and I were at the zoo and you had a bad, yes. You had
and
a bad run.
So I walk out the door and I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
I start to run and my breathing is just labored. I mean, from the first two steps.
Hmm.
And sometimes that happens, but I get into a rhythm and then it just kind of calms down. But my heart rate and my breathing were just labored from the moment I started.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, well, I got to keep going.
Yeah.
It's a tempo run. I've got to do a mile easy, which felt really hard. And then I got to do a mile and a half at tempo pace, which is about 2 minutes a mile faster.
Okay.
And then a half mile easy, and then another mile and a half at tempo, and then you cool down with a mile.
Got it.
So I'm ready to go, and, you know, I try, and I get that first tempo run done, and I'm like, I can't do this. Like, this is bad. And, I mean, I felt, like, really nauseous at that point. And so I did the half mile and thought, okay, if I feel good at the end of the half mile, or if I feel even kind of good, I'll go for it.
Okay.
I didn't. So I cut it off, right?
We gotta be smart.
Well, and that's where, you know, is that an excuse? Like, you know, I read about so many other runners that just power through that run no matter what. Or they'll change the pace maybe to be a little bit slower, but they'll finish the miles. And I stopped. Like, I didn't have it. I didn't feel it.
But if you were to try to continue on, like, aren't you at a risk of hurting yourself?
You know, I'm not sure. And that's where
what did Coach Andy say?
I didn't ask him.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask him about it. I mean, he can see what happened because it uploads. And if he had a problem with it, I assume he would reach out and say, right, hey, what gives? Or, hey, what was wrong? Or
right,
whatever.
Right.
And I thought about it a lot. But I was kicking myself for it, right? Like, am I just making excuses? Am I being hard on myself? Or am I making excuses? Or is it okay to just every once in a while you have a bad day, you kind of cut it short, and you move on? And I've really been trying to just not make excuses for myself, but just accept what happened and then move on.
Yeah.
And that can get dangerous, though, because you could do that with every single workout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, though. I came back and I did the rest of the workouts, including a 4x3-minute speed workout with only a 1 minute rest in between intervals. And for me, that was tough. But I did it. And I got the right speed. Well, I was a little fast on some of them. But I felt like, for as bad as I felt the other day.
Right.
Like on Thursday when I did the speed work, I felt great. You know? So, and today I went out and did 5K easy in really decent weather.
Yeah, it was nice.
77, sunny, and only like a dew point of like 39 or 49. Yeah. 49, I guess it was. That's like nothing.
I know.
Because we've been
lately.
We've been swimming in these super hot temps.
Oh my gosh, yeah. When we were at the, even like, oh, well, we went to the Arboretum on Sunday. I thought like we were all just going to like, we were just all drenched because it was just so hot.
Well, that every run, like I would come back and
you,
I mean, I am just
like
drenched.
I wanted you not to even come into the house because you're just dripping. Nice. It's like I had to like go behind you and wipe up all the spots of, you
that's
know,
disgusting. And that's not true.
It was gross. It was so gross.
It's gross, but it's not. I mean,
there's
could,
puddles.
I could have wrung out. Well, here, it could be worse. I could go out there shirtless. I was talking.
And then you just like, with the water just like fly behind you.
I figured it would just get caught in my fur.
Mental picture of you running with this like water coming off of you with the sweat.
Well, no. What I would do is I would put like some, I would put some like Rain-X on and it would just bead off me.
Or what about baby powder? Just stretch yourself in baby.
No, because that would clump up.
Oh, it would turn into paste.
That would turn into like paste.
Oh my god,
that's
this
just terrible.
Is a horrible podcast. Number 40. Yeah.
I was talking to Kevin about running shirtless because he'll run shirtless.
Oh my god.
And I won't. I just won't do it. It's
well,
not
I don't
even.
I think he has as much hair as you.
I don't know if he has any. He's pretty pale.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
so it's probably like if he does, maybe it all blends in. So it's like
I'm blind. Thinking that it's sunny. He could be blinding people, but he's gonna love that. For me, I'm pretty sure that there at some point a nice police officer would ask me to not do this because I'm scaring the children and the small animals.
There's probably some like ordinance all around it, city ordinance.
If you see this man shirtless, please call. No, and now we have a van. I can't run around shirtless. That's, there's all kinds of wrong.
So many wrong things going on now.
Yeah, so training pretty good. Shirt on training is great. Just getting ready for some racing.
What's your race? August, right? Oh, so we should let everyone know we do have a hotel room.
We do.
We do have. So
well, there's three races coming up.
I know, but the one in August was the one we were talking about this last time.
Oh, right.
We weren't sure.
I was pretty sure.
You were. I doubted you. So, yes, we do.
I mean, unless it's a purchase like a car, you just forget that the money got spent. So I've got the 10K relay coming up with Daniel on the 15th of July, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm really hoping not to drop the baton.
Oh, yeah. He'll like start yelling at you. Come on. You suck, Dad.
Now you're just describing our weekends. But and then the 5K again with Daniel doing the 5K in July. Are you doing that as a warm up? Is Lily watching Michaela while you do that as a warm-up 5K? No.
That's crazy talk.
And then in August, yes, the half marathon. And then, honestly, I have nothing else after
Is there nothing after that?
So I've looked at Niagara.
Oh, right.
And I've looked at Philadelphia. And I don't know how I can make either of them work at this point.
When we're in Pittsburgh? Is there nothing in Pittsburgh that maybe you can do?
I haven't looked
at September.
October.
No, Pittsburgh, September.
No.
No.
It's October.
Oh, I'm going to Omaha in September. That's right.
Correct.
Pittsburgh is October.
Yeah. Well, that's the... So here's the thing. So the reason I haven't looked or for any more is because I keep coming back to the fact that at some point they're going to release the date for the one that I deferred last year when I had my emergency surgery. And so I could go run that in...
But I bet that's going to be...
Was it in Omaha?
It was in Omaha. But the weekend it was last year was the weekend that we're going to be in Pittsburgh this year. So I wonder...
No, I think it's...
Are they going to be...
Well, it might be.
Yeah.
So that's it. But I don't have a date on that thing yet. And I've asked them and they're like, oh, yeah, still running it. And I'm like, you guys are pretty confident about filling a race in a couple of months. So... We'll see if that one pans out. And if not, I'm just all over the board with what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm talking actually with Andy this weekend. So
I feel like Kevin wants to come out to do something in Omaha. He's kind of mad at you for not going when I'm going in September, I hear.
Well, I mean, you know, I could always go out there. It just might not be for $49 each way on Southwest. I'd rather drive.
In our new car.
But yeah, I mean, we could have fun. Well, I mean... Kevin and Holly Ann like to go out to dinners like we do, right?
Yeah.
Like they'll eat whatever gets put in front of them, I think. And that's how we are, right? So it could be a lot of fun. And I would love to go out there, but I have to just kind of see what's going on. And
yeah, you need to make your plan.
You know, it should be fun, though. Either way, I will find something to do in the fall, at least a half marathon, if not more. I'm really struggling with this.
Is Naperville not doing a half anymore?
They are.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of...
You're over it?
Well, I could do it again. I think I could go out there, but I don't think it fills up like it used to. I think that the field can be pretty big now, and you can sign up for that whenever.
Okay.
So if I need... That one's easy, because it's literally you can drop me off. And
yeah, it's nice.
I don't have to worry about anything. I mean, the nice part about that is it's not destination.
Right.
You know, there's not a flight or a drive. There's not a hotel room, all that. And that's kind of what's gotten me about like Niagara, right? I don't want to go alone if I do that. I would like you to be there, but I don't really want to bring Michaela with.
Man, she's going to get a complex.
Well, I mean, it would just be nice to not have to worry about that, right? Like from a sleeping standpoint.
Yeah.
But night before a race. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's still possible. It's still on the table. Everything's on the table.
All right.
So, yeah. What else is happening? Oh, the Be Better Today podcast launched on time.
On your own. And you've launched them every day this week.
Yeah. When will launch again?
10 people?
At least. It might be 11.
Nice, nice, nice.
It's on
Apple now, right?
It is. It's on Apple. It's on Google Podcast. It's on Stitcher. Today they just told me it's on Spotify.
Ooh.
I don't even think this podcast
is on Spotify.
I don't even know how to get... Last time I looked to get it on Spotify, they were like, hey, we pick.
Oh, you ain't picking. Apparently Spotify thinks the Be Better Today is a good one to be.
Well, I don't think so. I think that has to do with the fact that Anchor probably has... Because that's where I'm hosting this one is on Anchor.
Right.
But it hasn't made it to Podbean, oddly. I don't know why.
That's odd.
It's supposed to. It's on the list to be.
Right.
But it's on Overcast. It's on Pocket Cast. So it's made it to a lot of spots.
Very cool.
I'm trying this free Anchor app
to
do it. And it's pretty interesting. It was really simple to make a podcast. I could tell you that. I would highly recommend.
You need to up your resume. You know, put, you know, sound editing, podcast.
Right. Host. Podcaster. Right.
I mean, you need to put this on your resume.
Well, host is, I guess technically I'm a host.
You are a host.
But I would use that loosely. I mean, the best thing about the Be Better Today podcast is I'm telling somebody else's quote.
Do you give them credit?
I do.
Good. We don't need to get sued.
No, of
course. We just bought a car.
Why would anybody listen to me? And then I'm giving like, you know, a minute or two of like my, you know, words in between there about that quote.
Uh-huh.
Which... Really, the entire thing is about just keeping myself in a positive state of mind and trying to motivate myself. And if somebody else is along for the ride, fantastic.
Yeah, that's what all podcasts are about.
But I mean, I haven't made a website or anything. Like, it's just out there.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to hear me for another minute to 3 minutes a
day, I am not on it.
Right. So Braden won't listen.
No.
Kevin won't listen.
No. Team Gretchen.
Well, actually, most of this audience won't listen.
You should listen, guys. You should listen. It's a good. It's only a couple of minutes. A good way to start your day.
It is. That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
It's only a couple of minutes, and it's out there 5 a.m. Central every day. So, you know, go out and subscribe. Be better today.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. You got anything else? I had no topics really for this week.
No.
Which is a good thing because we still talk for 41 minutes.
Oh, my God.
unsubscribe.
They don't talk about anything. They suck. No, I got nothing. I'm gonna focus on my better views from the couch next week.
All right,
give some better updates.
Gotta have goals.
Yep.
Well, next week I'll give you a preview of what we're gonna talk about.
Oh boy. Usually you used to do this. You give me time to think about these things so I could be...
Well, I didn't have a
topic
today, so you didn't have to think about anything. We're gonna talk about an update, mid-year update on our resolutions, on our goals for the for the year. And don't you worry, I will send you the list.
Oh, you have... That's right. We did take a list, didn't we?
Yeah. So,
I know one goal that's not working.
I know one.
I know
of
two.
Mine.
I know two of ours that isn't.
Yeah. I know two also off the top of my head. So I think it'll be an interesting discussion, though, to talk about.
Because we're halfway through the year. Let's
yeah, we're
do
over
it.
Halfway now, but
yeah.
I just thought of it today, and I was like, no, we can't.
No, I need to prep for that. I need to come up with my excuses.
Well, I got to find the list, too.
Yeah.
Or else I'll have to go back and listen to the episode and type them in.
Sounds good.
All right, that's it. You've been listening to episode 40, which is just hilarious to me, of the Fat Man Chronicles. Thank you to Safar for the music. You Got Me Wrong. You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories. Go subscribe to the podcast. It helps us. While you're there, leave a rating and review. That's important. Some people have been leaving ratings, but not reviews.
Mm.
Apparently, the reviews matter.
Okay.
So a rating and a review, even if you want to just put in there.
Gretchen's awesome.
Team Gretchen.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hashtag Team Gretchen. but yeah, it just helps other people who may get something out of this to find us. You can find us at fatmanchronicles.com. And while you're there, you can click on the shop tab, fatmanchronicles.com/shop, and get yourself some swag. So that's it. For now, let's all get out there and be better today.